W-A-8-K-I-M repeater wires X net will start in 5 minutes. Connecting wires X to CQ America now. Thank you. Visit W-A-8-K-I-M.com for repeater information.
CQ, CQ, CQ. Hello, all stations. This is Kilowatt 1, Golf, Golf, Sierra, K1GGS in Simi Valley, California. Opening this Saturday evening Fusion Technical Information Net. This net beats every Saturday at this time on this mode. I want to thank you all for coming aboard. We'll start off with a roll call, but a check-in spy area. We'll start off with the eastern part of the United States, East Coast. Come now, K1GGS.
Kilo Fox 2 Alpha X-ray.
W-A-8-K-I-M repeater.
Charlie 4, X-ray Tango, Tennessee. AF2AX, KC4XT, K1GGS right here. Any other stations on the East Coast?
November 2, Uniform Zulu, Quebec. November 2, Kilo Bravo, Kilo, Florida.
Okay, November 2, Uniform Zulu, Quebec. November 2, Kilo, Bravo, Kilo, K1GGS, roger. Any other stations on the East Coast? Okay, any stations in the central part of the country? Central part of the country.
KCZITF, Jason La Junta, Colorado.
KC0ITF, K1GGS, roger. Any other stations in the central part of the country?
This is WAAKM, checking in. I have an Echolink station that's ker-chunking, so I'm just going to disable the audio from my Echolink. Anybody that's on Echolink will be able to hear the net. They just will not be able to participate in the net.
X. Audio from RLS 1000 B disabled.
W-A-K-I-M, K1-G-G-S, roger, thank you. and the other stations in the central part of the country. Any stations on the west coast, K1GDS?
K1GDS, this is Kilowatt 7, Mike Tango, Bill in Helena, Montana. Good evening.
Kilo India 6, Zulu Hotel Delta. This is David in Santa Clara.
Whiskey Romeo 7, Alpha Golf Tango, Montana.
Good evening.
In 7, BJD in Bakersfield, California.
K6SUV, Bakersfield, California.
Okay, I got K7MT, and that's the last letter. Could you come in with that, please?
Yes, this is Kilowatt 7, Mike Tango, Bill in Helena, Montana. Good evening.
Okay, is the last letter B and boy of Bravo or Bill? Go ahead.
Negative. My call is a 1x2, Kilowatt 7, Mike Tango.
Okay, very good. We did it that time. I thought I was hearing a third of it. Sorry. Okay, I got you in KI6ZHD, WA7AET, I believe it is. N7DJD, KA6SUB. Did I get all those correct?
Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo Echo 10, Surrey, British Columbia.
VE7LEE, K1GDS, Roger, you're quite noisy tonight. But we can copy that time. The first time you called it, couldn't make out who it was. Any other stations on the West Coast for the Fusion at K1GGS?
Kilo Bravo 7, Kilo Bravo, Rick Bozeman, Montana.
Kilo Alpha 7, Whiskey Zulu, Mike, Rock Springs, Wyoming.
Yeah, KB7KB and KA7WZM, Roger. There's another station trying to come in. I only got one syllable. I'll try again. Again.
Kilowatt 7, Delta, Romeo, Alpha.
Yeah, K7, Delta, Romeo, Alpha, Roger. Any other stations for that anywhere in the U.S. of A.?
WERF Cleveland, Ohio, finally making it in. Go ahead.
Kilo Alpha 9, Zulu Radio, Zulu, Orlando.
K0, KMJ, Minneapolis.
Kilo 6, Mike, Bravo, Yankee, Squim, Washington.
Luton, North.
K0, Alpha, November, November, Minneapolis.
WA8KIM, repeater.
Victor Echo 3, India Golf, November, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Okay, let's see, we got W8KRF, KA9ZRZ, KA0KMJ, K6MBY, K0ANN,
and VE3IGN. Any other stations for the net? K8SRV. KE0ATF, Minneapolis, Minnesota. KK8SRV, KA0ATF, roger. Any other stations?
I'll try to get them again. W2GLV, Michigan.
Vermont, Texas.
W2GLV, K1GGS. I got you that time. I didn't hear you before, though. Any other stations for the net? K1GGS.
November 5, Yankee X-ray at Beaumont, Texas.
November 5, November X-ray, K1GGS, roger.
That's Norway 5, yellow X-ray.
Okay, November 5, Yankee X-ray, we got better that time, Zach, sorry. Okay, thank you all very much. You had a pretty good crew on here, Marty. I think this is the most we've ever had. So I'd like to thank everybody for coming aboard. Now we've got the U.S. stations and the Canadian stations. Is there anyone else that would like to join the net K1GGS? Okay, we don't hear anything. So welcome everybody aboard. Thank you for coming. And let's see, anybody have any announcements or information they'd like to pass to everyone? K1GGS for FusionNet. Okay, don't hear anything. Just a couple of quick reminders. And for those of you that have new repeaters on or repeaters that have been converted from FM to Fusion, please make sure that you get yourself entered into repeaterbook.com. That's www.repeaterbook.com. And I'd like to have the, if possible, the repeater owner or the club manager or whoever might be running the repeater do that. I'd be the only one to do that because we've had a lot of misinformation from people putting things in that wasn't quite right. So if you can do that, we'd appreciate it. Or if you're not the person that runs the job, see if you can get a hold of them and see if they'll go to www.repeaterbook.com. And also, send a copy to send the information to W2GLV, who has a pincushion map, I should call it, on a Google map that's available. And W2GLV, could you tell us how many people you have now? And give me that URL one more time for accessing that site, please.
I walk out of the amphitheater here. The URL's kind of long, but you can find the URL on the Yaesu System Fusion group on Yahoo. You can also find it on Yaesu USA's Facebook page. It's the Google link that's out there. My computer's not up at the moment. I pasted it in the room here, but it's not up at the moment, so I don't know if somebody else has a link that they can post it in the room. But I think out of them now, we're at have probably about 150 submissions, and the map's pretty well populated across the United States. There are a couple of big states that I still haven't input yet, but I do have some, anything that somebody has sent me from those states, I have input. So, like, California's got a few listed, but I know there's plenty more. And Minnesota, I've not put you guys on the map yet. Wisconsin, I haven't gotten to that yet. I saw some misinformation in the database out there. There's one listing. I don't know if the repeater actually even exists. So, third-hand submissions will be best from either the repeater owners, the trustees, or anyone who knows that there's a Fusion repeater there and has accurate information, including the call sign, frequency, and what mode of operation the repeater is working in. The map also includes node radios as well. So if you have any publicly accessible nodes that are 24/7, we certainly would like to populate those on the map as well for the wireless access interface. And this is for the whole world, not just the United States, so feel free to spread the word to our friends across the pond there as well. W2GLV back there.
KW2GLD, K1GGS, thank you for the update. And yeah, according to the repeater book, they have 801 fusion repeaters listed worldwide at the moment. And let's see, the only other thing I have is the DV4 Mini. I've just heard a couple of people on DMR before this net were talking and said they had just received theirs. I don't know if they had a special deal or what, but apparently there's a few flowing from somewhere. So keep your eyes open, and if you've got one on order, you might see it here shortly. And I don't have any other further information on any updates or any features that have changed or whatever on the DV4. If anybody else heard anything, please go now.
Yeah, Rusty, just a quick further comment on the repeaters. The reason you see a repeater book growing in the amount of repeaters that are out there is because I'm adding correct information to the database. So when I first started this project, we were at about 700 repeaters. So that's how many have been correctly entered into the database since then. So 100 there, and then the other ones were just notifications. So there's a lot more fusion repeaters out there than repeater book alludes to. There were numerous ones that weren't even listed in a repeater book that are now listed there as well. So we're trying to synchronize the databases together. For those who don't know, repeater.com, you can download the information right into your Yaesu radios using the RT system software. So it's pretty imperative that the database is accurate. Otherwise, you're just downloading garbage information, essentially. So BTGL.
KW2GLD, K1GGS, Roger. We thank you very much for doing that. Your repeater book is handy to get to from your cell phone or whatever if you're traveling around and looking for somebody to talk to. So that's very good that you're doing that. And also glad that you're putting the wires Xboxes on there too, because that's one that's easy to get if you got a computer in front of you and you can log on to the site. But other than that, it's kind of hard to pull them out of the air when you're driving down the road. Okay, very good. Any other stations have any comments or information for the net this evening?
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
Okay, don't have anything. I will bring up one other thing that can be contentious, but for those of you that are running wires Xboxes, you may or may not know that the Xbox has the ability to scan a freeze-up frequency, as they call it, and for calls. And this is a discussion, 6 or 7 months ago about what frequency we should use where possible as a calling frequency. And we decided that 145.69, that's 145.69 would be the preset frequency. Now, I know that that doesn't work in all parts of the country, but it was the only thing we could come up with that was pretty close to being one that would work everywhere. So if you're not familiar with that, the Wires Xbox, if you set up a preset frequency in there, it will scan that frequency every second for a call. And what happens, if there's a mobile or someone out here that's driving around and is trying to find a Wires Xbox to talk to, he just comes up on that frequency and pushes his connect button on that frequency. And the radio will automatically, if there's a Wires box in range and hears it, the Wires box will answer that radio instantaneously and shift that station automatically to the correct frequency for the Wires Xbox. And this is all done in a couple of seconds, so you have to turn up the frequency at all. And it's an easy way to find a Wires Xbox and get connected. Is everybody confused on that, or anybody have any questions? Go ahead.
Question, K7WZM.
WZM, go ahead. At WZM, go ahead with your question. KA7WZM, K1GGS, go ahead with your question.
And I have a little bit of trouble getting back into my note here, but anyhow, is there a frequency on 70 centimeters? Are you 70 centimeters around here? And is there a particular frequency on that call for that would work on 70 centimeters? That's all I got, K7WZM.
K1GGS, no, we didn't set one up. Actually, the radio will scan either band 2 meters off of 40, and so if you run that frequency on there, on the call frequency, it'll continue to scan that, and it'll shift station to the UHF frequency. That's what I'm doing here. Actually, I'm not doing that. I'm on VHF all the way around, but if you were on UHF and had that frequency that gave in there, there's a calling frequency. Anybody that came up on that frequency would get shifted to your UHF frequency automatically when you send a connect message.
There is a caveat to that, though. You will need a dual band antenna connected to the STM 400 or the 100 because it will transmit a brief beacon on that frequency. So if you only have a UHF antenna there, the match may not be good, and you may end up hurting the radio in the future. So I'm going to be cautious about there. W2GLD.
Yep, very good comment. And it works very good with a dual band antenna, I can tell you that. and there was one other thing to keep in mind if you were connected to another node with your wires marks, like you all would be tonight. Anybody called on the calling frequency would not be able to connect to you because the node is already in use. But when it's not in use, then the preset frequency works fine for you. Okay, any other questions? K1GGS for the FusionNet.
I'll repeat the reach frequency, please.
Okay, that's, we hit 145.69. Now I lost my place. Stand by a second.
145.69.
Roger, thank you.
Okay, I also have to say that no one's ever used it but me that I know of, so yeah, it hasn't got much use. Okay, stand by a second, and we'll see if anybody else wants to get in. This is K1GGS with the Saturday Evening Fusion Information Technical Net. Are there any stations that would like to join the net?
KB5SAT.
KWFL, just listening.
KM4NFI, listening.
Tango. Can't read my writing. Okay, WA5SWSL, Roger.
Kilo 8 Whiskey Fox Lima, by Cleveland.
Kilo India 4, Golf November, Tango in Newport Richey, Florida. Checking in.
Okay, we probably screwed up some of the call signs, but here's the ones I got. ABSAWSKF4FIT, WF, and I might have missed. Very good, well, thank you all for coming aboard. Absolutely, you're right. Quick comments if anybody has one. If not, just pass it. Oh, and we'll continue questions or anything you want to brag about or whatever. KF2AX, K1GGS, any comments?
K1GGS, this is KF2AX, Steve in Yonkers, New York. No, just enjoying listening to all the stations checking in. It indicates a lot of growth, and that's a good thing, and I appreciate all the information. Big group, so I won't hold it. I'll turn it back to that K1GGS, this is KF2AX, over.
Okay, thank you for coming aboard, KC4XT. Any comments?
K1GGS, this is Kilo Charlie 4 X-ray, Tango, Knoxville, Tennessee. The name is Lyman, and no comments to add tonight, although I might suggest to you that when you call the roll, instead of East Coast, West Coast, Central call it by time zones, because what I'm hearing is people coming in from all over the geography would call in Central. I think maybe time zones might be better. East time zone, Central, Mountain, and West. Over.
W-A-8-K.
Okay, we'll try that next week and see what happens, if I can remember them all. M2-W-Z-R-K-1-G-G-S, any comments? Let's try U-Z-Q. I've got my glasses on straight this time. Go ahead.
Hey, very good. Hope everybody's having a wonderful evening. Nice to hear everybody on the note here. I appreciate everybody and the great information here, more specifically the frequency choice there. I did have a question in regards to remote monitoring via the Internet. I did download the software, but I'm getting the server or ID not found, and I can't seem to find a whole lot of information on the Internet about how to get around that. So if anybody has any quick suggestions on how to get around that, I would really appreciate it. Other than that, our local club did receive our two repeaters. We're halfway there and getting them set up, and I got a feeling my node that I'm running off of now here at the house is going to get directly connected to the first repeater we get up whenever that may be. Hopefully tomorrow, but hopefully in the next week or so by the latest. So we'll pass it back to Ned. This is N2UZQ, Rotterdam, New York.
Okay, into UZQ, K1GGS. If you're talking about the software that you can download that's remote control for the wireless Xbox, most people find they can't use that because it requires a separate IP address from the wireless box, and most people don't have that available on their Internet system, so that's one problem. And as far as the repeaters go, I'm not sure how you're planning to do that. Keep in mind that the way the fusion repeaters are currently set up, they don't work with the wires Xbox that well.
Thank you very much for being there. It is much appreciated. 73 from N2UZQ.
Okay, very good. N2KDK, K1GG, go ahead. I don't hear anything. KC0, IDF. Any comments?
Good evening there, Weston and Nat. I'm just curious with this preset thing. I'm guessing it does work with repeaters and stuff, and also seems kind of akin to some of the technology that was with D-Star, the Coastline Welding. If you have to have a standalone, like a, just an empty node there, not connected to anything, in order to use this option, it sounds kind of impractical, especially if you want to listen. It would make more sense to use like an APRS type deal where you hear the station, the node giving out its information, and then you just press a button and it takes you to the frequency the node is on, whether it's connected or not. I think that's kind of almost a useless, impractical thing. It's a brilliant idea on the surface, but it's a terrible implementation. So that might be something to look forward to in the future as all these modes kind of come together, have a better technique of beaconing information and allowing stations to come in. So that's just for me. KC0ITF.
KC0ITF, P1GGS, yeah, roger. Well, what it allows you to do is it allows you to find a repeater or a wireless Xbox that you can talk to. And once you're connected to it, then you, if you're in digital, of course, you have all the functions that you would have normally connecting to a node, so you can connect to any other node that you'd like to, or listen to the net if, if someone came in on a node they weren't listening to that on. So that has some functions, and you can also use it for sending messages and pictures and all that kind of good stuff, too. So, okay, very good. For the comments. WA8KIM, K1GGS. Good evening, any comments?
This is WA8KIM, using different radio than usual. If I sound different, apologize. The only thing I have to say is I have a link to W2GLD's Google Pins on my website, too, if it's easier for people to find it that way, WA8KIM.com. Just click on Yaesu, System Fusion tab in the middle of the screen there, and I do have it there along with Repeater books, links, and stuff like that, if that's any easier for people. Otherwise, no new comments. Thanks again, Rusty, for all you do. WA8KIM.
Very good. K7MT, any comments for the night? K7MG, K1G, just any comments for the net? Okay, KI6ZHD, any comments for the net? WA7AET, any comments for the net?
Well, I would just like to say this is the first time I've checked in to be 5SAT or K1GGS. Good afternoon to everyone in the room. I really enjoyed the mobile as a tech system in my mobile system going across the United States. It will work wireless real good with a strong VPN connection. Just want to pass that on and I want to say good afternoon to everyone. It's KB5SAT down here in Mississippi.
W-A-8-K-I-M.
Okay, very good. Glad to have you aboard. Thank you for coming. M7DJD, K1GGS.
Hi, Rusty. Tim here, Tom Indio Mike. Rusty, thanks again for running the net, and I don't have any comments.
Okay, thank you for coming aboard. KA7SUV, KA6SUV, K1GGS. Any comments?
No comments other than I'm enjoying a nice 78 degrees here in Bakersfield, California. Good evening to you and the NAP.
Okay, thank you very much. VE7LEE, K1GGS. Any comments?
Back to you there,
NetControl.
This is 7LEE out in
Thursday. Yeah, this is 7LEE, K1GGS. Very good. Well, it's still noisy tonight. Usually you're not that way, but you can still copy. So thank you for the information. KB7KB, K1GGS, any comments?
K1GGS, KB7KB, good evening, Rusty. The only comments I have is I have a fusion repeater up and running. We have been for a couple of months now. The wires X node attached to it, and it runs perfectly. Testing of audio
okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm not sure about the station in Washington that was doing the link. I saw them. Okay, thank you much. N0IAI, K1GGS. Do you have any comments?
Yeah, good evening on that. See, the only comment is, I think I got the call here correct. N2 Uniform Zebra Quebec had a question about the monitor software, and yes, it is a bit tricky to get running. You do need to have two IP addresses because it's meant to run, you know, separate from your station. So if you're outside your station, place that has those, you know, has the ports open, that monitor software documents, it will work. But if not, then you have to resort to a VPN or
something else. And if you're trying to run it from, you know, within your existing network, you have to run a VPN there also, because you have your router set up to run those ports to your Wires X PC, and have the same ports going to two different places. So it's a little bit of a problem, but it does work if you, as intended, if you're running it remotely. But it's easier, I think, for most folks just to set up RDT remote to Windows remote desktop, which is included in Windows 7, so if you're, or in other versions, if you want to get your box remotely. So one port versus having to port a bunch. So just wanted to share. Hey, thanks for the net. First time enjoying it. N0II.
Okay, thank you very much for the information. K8IT, K1GGS, any comments?
Good evening, everybody. This is K8IT, Kilowatt 8, India Tango. Name is Neil, and we're in Kalamazoo, Michigan. We've been working on some C4FM fusion repeaters. And what we've done here in the local club is
K8IT, K1GGS, you dropped out. Top video, come back. KK4JRW, K1GGS, any comments?
K1GGS and the group. I'm relatively new here, so I'm just sitting back and enjoying all the communications, trying to learn the best I can about this radio and the fusion technology. So I appreciate you having the net, and I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to Net Control, KK4JRW.
Okay, welcome to Fusion, and I hope you have fun playing with it. Let's see, who we've got left here. KM4NSI, K1GGS, any comments?
K1GGS, KM4NSI. I am as well new, my first time listening to this, and sort of overwhelmed by all the information. I'm actually Googling as you're talking just to see what the best place is to get the information I need to be successful and to continue to move forward. KM4NSI, thank you.
Okay, very good. Well, we're here every Saturday, we hope, and feel free to jump in if you have any questions, whatever. And, you know, you've got a bunch of people on here, you probably know the ones that are pretty well technically minded if you, if you're paying attention and get any questions. I'm sure you could connect up with their Wires X nodes and have a chat with them. I'm sure they'd be glad to help you. Very good. Well, thank you. That's that completes my list. Does anybody else have any comments that I missed on the first time around? K1GGS. Okay, K8IT, are you back? You dropped up there when you first started talking. Are you back on? K1GGS.
W-A-8-K-I-M. Repeat.
Yeah, I'm back here now. Ran into a problem there. Not sure what I...
Go ahead, if you want to give your comments now, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Kate, I see here. Hopefully this works this time. What we've done here in the local clubs here is we've been placed a Raspberry Pi running All-Star and Echo Link, also the wires next to a fusion repeater. And I also have in my personal mode, I also have the thing set up as a full bridge, and my personal setup, I could also link to the X.
KIT K1 GGS, you dropped out again. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and close the net. Thank you, everybody, for coming aboard. We'll see you next week, I hope. And hopefully you're all having got some good information out of this. And I'd like to say feel free to call me if you see my note on, but most of the time I'm not around the house and can't quite hear it. But anyway, if you see me on, give me a shout. We'll see if we can help you out. Thank you very much for coming aboard. 783-K1-GGS.
WA8KM, just having a comment for people that are trying to listen to the broadcast by an Echo link for me. I'm having lots of issues, and hopefully I'll get them fixed next week. I've already had to replace the computer, USB hub, I had to upgrade my sound cards, and I had a ground loop, ground isolating transformers a while back. Bought some what I thought were really good connectors for it, and they've been failing me. I just discovered that somebody let me know on my Echo link feed. So anyway, I want to be soldering those connectors, or just soldering the audio leads directly, and not even going to deal with connectors. It makes less plug-and-play, but I think that the repeater is going to stay just like it is anyway. So anyway, I just want to apologize for those, and thank you for everybody that has their patience with me. If anybody's listening, this is W-A-A-K-I-M.
X, X, X.
Hey, hey, Rusty, I have a question real quick for you there. I see you're still there. Was it, I wasn't in here from early there. Was, Chris Wilson showed up today, he said that he'll probably do every Sunday?
No, I didn't see him on with his own call sign anyway, K1GGS.
Okay. Yeah, I think he was probably in there as a listener. The same repeater where he came out last Saturday was there. So he was probably there as a listener. Maybe he didn't want to jump in there and say anything, but I believe he was there. Okay. Like I said, I got into the net there about 8:20. So I was a little bit late, but at least I left it fairly long there. Alrighty then, Rusty. I'll let you go there and we'll catch you later. K1GGS, KI40 and 20.
KI40. TNT, K1GGS, roger. Yeah, we had a record tonight, 48 nodes and 34 check-ins, so going to have to get a bigger book, I guess. 73, K1GGS.
Actually, one point in time there, you have 50 nodes. That's the most I've seen ever since I've been participating on the Secure America. Great job, by the way.
KI4GNZ. Okay, 73, K1GGS.
WA8KIM, repeater.
Let's get that over with.
This is WA8KIM. Yeah, the net's completed.
That's over with. Okay.
X. X. X.
Hey, how's the call line before you throw the keys in?
Sorry about that, it's W-A-K-I-M. Yeah, I filmed my call sign out locally, but it probably didn't go over the wires X. I was just reconnecting the Echo Link audio. Apologies.
Yeah, okay. I'm just checking. Thank you for acknowledging. K-9-7.
Guess I missed the net. 24 KW.
radio from RLS 1000 be enabled. W-A-8-K-I-M repeater.
Setting DJP.
VJD, KA6ACB.
Hey, I could hear that one guy when he was talking about, you know, not needing an internet connection up on the mountaintop on the repeater. I could hear some of the other people mentioning a little bit about what he said, but could you hear that?
Hey, I missed that. I'm not sure where that came. I had somebody ring the doorbell and tie me up at the door for about 5 or 8 minutes, something like that. I missed part of part of what was going on. So, no, I didn't hear that.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, because I could hear, when I'm on analog, some of the stations, it's just all static. But when I'm monitoring your repeater on the other band on the 400 digitally, then I hear the ones that I couldn't hear before.
W-A-8-K.
Okay, let me pull the Seco American here 1 second.
QDO Mobile, Angola, Indiana.
UA8K.